So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'ay shenimtzu bein hashkalim l'nedaba. If coins were found near the kupat of tzedakah in the Azara, between the kupat of the machtza shekel shayfer to the shayfers of nedava, karv l'shkalim, yipul l'shkalim, l'nedava, yipul l'nedava. If the coins are closer to the kupa of machtza shekel, we assume that they are machtza shekel coins. If they are closer to the nedava kupa, then we assume that they are nedava coins. Mechtza l'mechtza, yipul l'nedava. If they are exactly in the middle, we designate them as nedava donations. The Gemara explains that in cases of doubt, as when they are in the middle, we go lahachmer. Since nedava donations go for karbanas oila, which are burnt completely on the mizbeach, as opposed to shkalim donations, which also go to karbanas tzibur, which are eaten by the kehanim, as well as to the bedek habayis, if there is a surplus, nedava is considered more chomer in this case. The Gemara further explains that the shofaros were situated in a circle, and so it is possible to have monies found in a manner that would be equidistant from the shkalim box to the nedava boxes. If coins were found between the kupat of the wood donations and the shofaros of levoina donations, so karv le'etzim yipul le'etzim, levoina yipul levoina. If the coins are closer to the kupa of wood donations, we assume that they are trumas etzim coins. If they are closer to the levoina kupa, then we assume that they are levoina coins. Mechtzam le'mechtza yipul levoina. Again, if they are exactly in the middle, we go lechumra, which is, in this case, is to designate them as levoina donations, as levoina is itself a sacrifice, as opposed to wood, which is considered machshira carbon. Binkinin legeizli oila, mechtza lemechtza yiplu legeizli oila. If funds are found equidistant between the kinin box and the geizli oila box, they are designated as geizli oila funds, as the oila sacrifices are burnt completely on the mizbeach, as opposed to the kinin box, which contains both oilas and chatois, and therefore are more kal than the geizli oila donations. The same rule would hold true for a person in his own house. If he had a box of regular monies and another box of Maaser Sheni funds, then we would designate each based on which was closer. And if it is found exactly in the middle, we would designate them as Maaser Sheni funds. The Mishnah sums this up by saying, Zeh haklal, holchin acha hakarev lahakal, mechtza lemechtza lahachmer, which the Gemara explains comes to include any other case of found monies, which were found between two shofaros of the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'ay shenimtzu lefnei seicher behema l'oilam ma'aser. Monies that are found near the animal market anyway in Yerushalayim have a status of ma'aser sheni, as most animals bought in Yerushalayim are bought with ma'aser sheni monies. B'har Habayis chulin, whereas monies found in Har Habayis are considered chulin, as we assume that these monies were lost during the year, even if these monies are found on Shalosh Regalim, when most monies are from ma'aser sheni funds. The Gemara explains that we also are not concerned that these are monies from Kodesh, from the Trumas HaLishka, as there is a chazaka that Kahanim do not let funds out of their possession until they have transferred the Kedusha to an animal. Of Yerushalayim, if monies are found in other parts of Yerushalayim, but not in the animal market, B'shar kol yemes hashana chulin, during the rest of the year, the monies can be assumed to be chulin. B'shas haregel hakol meiser, around Yom Tov time, we assume all funds to be Maaser Sheni. The reason why in Yerushalayim we do not assume that these monies were dropped during the year, as we do on Har Habayis, is because in Yerushalayim proper, the streets were swept daily, as opposed to Har Habayis, which was not swept at all, as people were not allowed to come in Ba'avak Shabar Galein with dust on their shoes. Also, Har Habayis was situated on a higher altitude, and the winds would clean the floors naturally. Basa Shenimtza. If unmarked meat was found ba'azara, a varim oilois v'chatiches chatois, meat cut up into large pieces, we assume to come from kabanas oila, and smaller pieces we assume to belong to kabanas chatas or asham. Of Yerushalayim zivchi shlamim. If meat was found in Yerushalayim, we assume it to be shlamim meat which is eaten all around Yerushalayim. Zeh v'zeh to ubetzurasa v'yotzla beis ha'sreifa. All the cases that we mentioned, meaning meats found either in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, must be left to become nicer, and then they must be burnt. Nimtza b'gvulin, evarim nevelis v'chatiches mutaris. If meat was found in other cities other than Yerushalayim, large pieces are assumed to be nevela meat and are forbidden to be eaten, where smaller cuts would be permitted. Uveshas regal shabasa meruba af evar mutaris. If these meats are found during Yom Tov time, then even large pieces of meat would be permitted. Rav Elazar explains in the Gemara that the reason the meats found in the Azara must be burned is that they had Hesach HaDas proper attention was taken away from them, and kachemitz that had hesach hadas become pasul and must be burned. The Mishnah had mentioned that large pieces of meat found in other cities are nevela. Reb Crispa b'shem Reb Yisim ben Chanina adds that if these large pieces of meat are strung together, then it would be mutter, as people usually do not string together nevela meat, and so they can be assumed to be kosher meat. On the topic of meat found in a public place, the Gemara brings two cases to illustrate this din. Tesha chanuyis meichis basa nevela, v'achas meichis basa shchuta. Neschalfuloi choshesh. 9 stores were selling treif meat, and 1 store was selling kosher meat, and one does not remember from which store he bought it. Or, if 9 stores were selling kosher meat, and 1 store was selling treif meat, and again, one does not remember from which store he bought it. Both of these cases are called kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. That because the meat came from a set place, it is considered mechza, as if the suffix is equal whether this was from the kosher store or from the treif store. And as it is a suffix nevela, we are forbidden to eat the meat in both cases. However, b'limtzas holchan acharoiv. If the meat was found in the street, this falls into the category of called the parish, meruba parish. And then we examine what the roiv is. If the majority of stores that sells kosher meat, the meat would be permissible. And if not, then the meat would be forbidden. Biechlin added further that if we see a non-Jew exiting a Jewish butcher store, we can assume that the meat in his possession is kosher. And even though the Gemara tells a story of a certain Jewish butcher who sold treif meat to a non-Jew, who he understood was sent by his enemy as a way to get back at his enemy, Behuda Nasi stipulated that this was an isolated case, and in normal cases we can rely on a non-Jew taking meat from a kosher butcher as being kosher meat.